Hello, Rodriguez.
Hi, my name is Brad. I was given your number by my wife, Cindy, who I believe you spoke with earlier today.
Yes, yes. Thanks for calling me, Brett.
No problem.
Did she kind of explain to you my...
Yes, she explained that it was regarding the shooting incident.
So,
and
like I explained to her, I'm a detective with the Sheriff's Department Major Crimes Unit.
Okay.
Obviously, we're investigating a pretty significant case here. I saw your wife's phone number on the call slip because she had called 911 on the night of the incident, or the early
morning.
So I called her back just to do follow-up and get a statement from her about her reason for calling the police that night.
Sure.
When I spoke to her earlier, she had mentioned that she was with somebody and ultimately told me that she was at home with you and your children. And so I asked if I could get your name and path and have her forward my information to her, just to take a statement from you about what you observed and or heard on the night of the incident, October 10th in the morning.
Sure. Okay. No problem.
So if you could just tell me what happened.
So based on my recollection, we were sleeping. It was when we woke up, I think I recall it being like around 1:15 in the morning, and we both woke up at the same time. We heard like a really loud bang. You know, at first, obviously, my first concern was, you know, was it in the house or not? Mm-hmm. And so I said, like, I don't think that was in the house. She's like, no, that sounded like more like a car accident. So we looked out the window and saw, like, I couldn't really tell what kind of a car it was, but I saw a car that was facing the wrong way on the road. And so she was like, well, it looks like it's just a single car. Like, you know, if the person's injured, they're not going to be able to call for help. So that's why she called, 911. They indicated that, someone had already called and that police were on their way. And, we saw the police arrive, but when the police arrived, like based on my recollection, I couldn't see the car. The car that was there, that was visible from our window, I couldn't see it anymore. So I don't know if between that time the guy like got back in his car and tried to drive away, or but we couldn't see it. But we saw the police arrive because we saw their light, but couldn't really see the police themselves. And then I heard, I think I heard, either the guy yelling or something. And then I did hear, the police officer say, don't do it. And then I heard, you know, multiple shots. And I thought it was like them exchanging gunfire because there were so many shots, but, you know, obviously, I don't think that was the case.
Okay. And then, did you ever get to see any of the involved parties, either being the police or any other people out there?
No, I didn't. I didn't see the individual or the police.
Okay. So you could only see vehicles being one of the party's vehicles and the police car, the headlights from...
Yeah, so at first I saw the non-police vehicle, but like I said, when the police got there, the vehicle was now out of sight, because there's a, like, looking out of our bedroom window, there's a tree, and... like, not a tree, like, right in our yard, but, like, just over by the road. And so at first I saw the car facing the wrong direction. But when the police got there, that car was no longer visible. So what I'm trying to say is the guy must have moved it at some point, either tried to drive it, he definitely didn't get very far, but he got to where I couldn't see it behind the tree.
Okay. Now, when you first saw that vehicle, where was it at exactly?
It was in the road.
It was in the road, okay. But at some point during this, it moved?
Yeah, at some point it did. I know that sounds weird, but at some point it did move because I couldn't see it any longer. And so when I saw it, it was definitely in the road, and like I say, it looked to be facing the wrong direction, it looked to be on the far side of the road, which technically would have been going the other way. Now, if the person was driving the, I'm not great with directions, so I'm not sure what the actual direction is, but if he was driving up, going up Hillcrest, as opposed to down, because there's like a hill, he was driving up Hillcrest, and technically he was going the right way, but it seemed to me like he was on the other side of the road, which is where the fence is, but facing the wrong way.
Okay. And I just want to confirm that you did not actually see gunfire being exchanged.
I didn't see the gunfire being exchanged, I heard it.
Okay. And just to confirm, you heard the shots after you heard police or people saying, don't do it.
Someone said, don't do it. Okay. And, I mean, I can tell you there wasn't like a huge amount of time between the don't do it and the shooting starting. But I don't...
The shots, my understanding of what you said was that the shots did come after the person said, don't do it.
Yes.
Okay. And for clarification, you're watching this from inside your residence through a window?
Yes, through our bedroom window.
Through the bedroom window, okay. What happened after the shots? Do you recall?
I think more police arrived, but to be honest, after the shots, like, you know, I just saw, all I saw was like a couple police officers like walking around, like in the distance, but I didn't see like anything else. I didn't, and then quite honestly, I just went back to bed because I was like, okay, well, that's over.
Okay.
But I didn't really see anything else.
Okay. And then, what did you end up, and how did you become aware of what occurred?
The next day, my wife looked up, in the morning, I think she found some article. Obviously the next day, when I drove, like, tried to drive back home, like, that whole area was blocked off for quite a while. And, eventually when it cleared, I driving past there, I saw that, you know, the fence had been, obviously crashed into or something at some point. And that was probably the original loud bang that I heard.
Okay. What time did you, if you recall, what time did you leave your home the next day? Or the morning of, because this occurred in the early morning hours?
Yeah. I don't recall exactly who took our son to school that morning, but it was probably me. And so I would say, like, I typically leave the house at 8 o'clock in the morning to take him to school, which is, like, just around the corner. When I drive him to the school, I don't drive. It's in my neighborhood, so I don't actually drive out of the neighborhood to Hillcrest where the incident occurred.
Okay, so you wouldn't have to have driven through that particular, like,
I do remember. So what happened was, I did drive him to school that day, and I typically do drive. I had no idea that the road was still blocked off, so I do typically drive back around Hillcrest to go to Thousand Oaks and Westlake Boulevard, but it was blocked off there. And so I, instead of making a right onto Hillcrest because it was blocked, I had to make a left and then turn around and go back the other way on Thousand Oaks Boulevard. And so, but then when I drove home from the gym later on, it was probably, you know, noon, and it was still blocked off from the other side. So, I mean, it was blocked off for quite a while. And then later that afternoon, I was able to drive on Hillcrest, and that's when I saw the fence had been.
Okay. Is there anything that we haven't talked about that you think would be of
interest
to our investigation?
No, I mean, that's really all that I thought. Luckily, my kids were sleeping through the whole thing, so they weren't aware of it. They didn't ask any questions. They weren't like anything about a loud bang, and so that was it.
Okay. Okay, Brett, well, I really appreciate you calling me, and I'm sorry you and your wife had to, you know, witness some of this, but I appreciate you guys cooperating and calling in the first place and helping out with the follow-up investigation.
Yeah, no problem. I hope...
If you guys have any questions, feel free to call me.
Sounds good.
Okay.
We'll do.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Take care.
Okay, goodbye.